Rock of Wichita.
Okay, you're on with John Cooper from Skillet.
John Cooper from Skillet, what is up, my man?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are things shaping up before you get out on the road, man?
Good. Everybody's packing and, you know, girls are getting their hair cut and all that kind of good stuff, you know. And also we're shooting a video on the middle of the tour, so there's kind of like, oh, make sure you pack for that too. It's just like, this road life, you always got to think about the next thing, you know?
Right, right. Do you guys have, like, one thing that you absolutely have to have with you on the road?
Oh, gosh, let's see. I have to have my my workout stuff. I love to work out, and that doesn't require a lot, but I got to have, like, my iPad with my workouts on it, a few hand weights, and, like, my little, you know, carpet so I can do, like, burpees and all that crap.
Right,
so
right.
As long as I have that, I'm pretty much set.
Johnny Cooper from Skillet, glad to have you guys back here in Wichita this Thursday, actually, and it is the first date on the tour, correct?
Yeah, man, come on, baby.
So let me ask you, did you pick Wichita on purpose? Like, you wanted to start on a high note, that's why?
Absolutely, you know, it's one of those things, it's always like, all right, we're going, you fit things where you can, you're starting in the, you know, like, for instance, it'd be really great to, you know, in February to only tour in Florida, in Georgia, you know. But, you know, it's just rock and roll. You got to go everywhere you can, find the cities that, you know, where the fans are like, man, you haven't been here in a couple of years, and
right.
Try to make some people happy. So, yes, it's going to be starting on a high note. And I don't care how cold it is, we're going to have some fun.
Well, our goal is to ruin every other city on the tour for you guys. We're going to set the bar so high that you're just going to be like, God, I want to go back to Wichita.
You know I love that. That's exactly what I love, baby. Let's do it.
So let's talk about, you know, obviously the Victorious Tour, named after this album that you guys put out last year. This has been a great record for you. It has got some longevity and staying power that you don't really see a lot of in modern rock and roll. What do you attribute that to?
Oh, well, that's very kind. You know, I just always attribute all of our success, honestly, to the fans. They're just like very... they stay with us no matter what. And that might sound trite, but it's really not. I mean, there's a lot of acts, not just in rock music, but just in today's entertainment world. It's very trend-driven. You know, you got to have the latest single, the latest video, the latest whatever. And it's very hard to make it these days in the entertainment industry, whether you're talking about film or TV or music or the arts. But Skillet's been very, very lucky because our fan base is not really based on the trends. They're always open for us trying something new. They've always been so supportive, and I think it's part of that feeling about Skillet's music that gives people hope. It inspires people, and for whatever reason, that has kind of helped people stick along, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about your music catalog, well, it might be different for you because, you know, of your love for rock music, but for most people listening, if you think about the bands that you really like how many of their records do you have? You, for instance, you know, I've got all the Metallica records.
Right.
But how many bands do I have all of their albums? And there's not a lot. You know, there's AC/DC and there's Metallica. But for most people, they have maybe two mm-hmm. records, and our fans seem to stick with us for 10 records now, so we're really lucky.
Yeah, you know, speaking to that kind of fan appeal, you know, you guys always have this, like, powerful, optimistic approach to your music that, you know, you see some of that in other places, but, I mean, it feels like that across the board with you, and I know people that they feel empowered, you know, they feel stronger after listening to you know, the music that you guys put out. Is that kind of the goal every time in the writing process?
You know, funny, it's funny because, again, you know, it's going to sound like all of my answers are trite. You know, why have you liked this song? It's all for the fans.
Right, right, right.
But it's true. But it's funny because that is what people think of when they think of Skillet, as you just mentioned. They think of, like, this, I mean, I just keep meeting people from all over the world. Like, we just toured Europe, and we played in Hungary, and this I met a kid there whose mom brought him. We got him backstage. They had reached out to management, who was severely autistic and hated his life and got bullied at school, tried to kill himself. He got put in, you know, they put him into a hospital, and it was, according to him and his mom, it was our music that gave him hope and gave him a reason to live. And so he's 2 years now, you know, from that time when he went in, and he's doing well, and he's able to go back to school now. and he came to meet us, and he's 15, and this kid was like crying, and he drew his pictures, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much music means to people. Music gives people hope, and it's not necessarily every time I go to write a song, I don't go, what can I write that you know, helps somebody through a suicidal, you know, time in their life. That's not really what I try to do, but that seems to be very much our identity.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of that. So our fans tend to be people who have, the music has helped them through hard times or been there for them in some way. And I think that's a very, again, not necessarily what we were trying to do. We were just writing what we want to write, but that's kind of the life that Skillet has taken on.
Yeah. You guys, you really took on some life with, that song Legendary too. God, it's been in the charts for like 6 months, which is, again, pretty rare for that staying power. And I'm sure, you know, I don't think it's tried at all to say that's in large part due to your fan base.
Yeah, the fans are really, really supportive. I honestly thought Skillet would last like 5 years, maybe.
Really?
I thought, yeah, I didn't think anybody would listen or care. And tell you the truth, there wasn't a lot of fans for the first 10 years. And all of a sudden, at 10 years in, we released a record that just changed it all. I don't really know why, but we really owe a lot to our fans. And that's why we're so excited to tour in America again, because we already did two tours on this record. We had an amazing run last year. We went out with Seven Dust, and then we went out with Alter Bridge, and got to do the majority of the country, but there's still a lot of cities we didn't hit. So we're excited to kind of go back and see the fans and hear their stories, and also this is a headline run, so
yeah,
it's kind of special because you get to play more music, you know. It's selfish, but some of the fans are like, man, you know, it was cool seeing you with Alter Bridge because it was a co-bill, but I really want to see some of the B-sides, you know, the deeper cuts, and you don't get to do that when you do co-bills because you don't have enough time.
Right, right. You guys can kind of do it on your own. Do you change the set list up every night?
We do not change the set list up every night. I usually change it every tour.
Okay.
You know, I know some bands like to do that. I remember like in the 90s when bands like Pearl Jam was always known for like never making a set list, and there was a cool identity thing of theirs. But I kind of was always more of a fan of like the Motley Crue set or the Metallica set, where there's a lot of production and everything is kind of important that you're standing where you're supposed to stand for
sure.
for the moment. And you can't really do that on a night by night basis. But so that's kind of my, you know, I want my show to be as much like Kiss as possible.
Well, talking about, you know, top end production stuff, you guys are associated with one of the biggest production companies on the planet now, WWE. Legendary got picked up as Monday Night Raw's theme song, which we actually just had them here a couple weeks ago. What was that like?
Awesome.
Like when you got the phone call for that, like what was that experience like?
Well, I mean, first of all, I love WWE. I'm a fan. And I was, a big wrestling fan growing up. Of course it was WWF at that time
sure.
I was a fan of. And I should kind of just rewind to say that in 2009, when we were releasing our album, it was called Awake, WWE had picked up our song Monster, and that was the first.
That's true, yeah.
What we would call Sync. Yeah, the first song we ever had played on anything, and that was, they were the first ones jumping on it, and I was, honestly, I was just fit to be tied. I went to the event, and I was there, I was front row, and it was just so, it was very strange to really feel like, oh my gosh, I've actually made it. You know, my song's it was, do you remember a Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
That's what it was for that season. Hell in a Cell, Monster was the theme song. And
that's right.
Really, that really changed a lot for us. So their support has meant a ton for us. And when I found out they were going to be using Legendary, it just was so reminiscent of that great time period of our career. The nostalgia of it really meant a lot to me. And so I'm a huge fan. I'm very supportive of WWE, and they've done a lot for our career. So, you know, I ought to be. I ought to be a supporter. They've done a lot for me.
With this tour, you guys are bringing From Ashes to New with you. They're old friends of ours. And then the opening band is actually your drummer, Jen Ledger. Her band, Ledger.
Yeah.
Is she ready to do two sets a night?
She better be. Yeah, she better by God be ready to do it. Yeah, I'm just joking. Yeah, I'm very excited about the as we say, yeah, the list of bands. I'm a big Ashes to New fan. You know, when their first album came out years ago, my wife actually, who is my guitar player too, yeah. Corey was like, "Man, I love this new album. You got to check it out." So she introduced me to the band, and I became a fan. And so I had kind of seen the guys over the last few years, like, hey, I really want to tour together someday. And I can't believe that it just happened to work out. They have an album that's dropping. They were in the studio. We did a gig last year together. And they were like, man, we hadn't played in like 2 months. We were recording. And I said, well, we should tour together. So I'm really pumped about it because they have such a modern sound.
Yeah.
And it's very kind of, it's rock, but it's young and it's modern. And I think that goes well with us. And then I just said, you know what we really should do? You know, we've been trying to help Jen, our drummer, you know, kick her career off. And she has an EP called Ledger. And my wife, again, you know, Corey, produced the bulk of her album.
Okay.
And so we recorded that record with her on the road. And you know, we want to do everything we can for her to help her achieve, you know, her own dreams outside of Skillet. So I said, come on, it's 20 shows. You can do it. And she was really excited about the idea of opening the gig. And I think it'll be great because our fans love Jen.
Yeah.
And the more people see her live on her own, they'll recognize that, you know, there's a Ledger has a different identity than Skillet, even though there's some, you know, there's some crossover in the sounds, crossover in the vibe, but her identity is different than ours. So I was excited to give her the opportunity to do that. And, you know, she's gonna have to work really hard, but that's the name of the game.
Are you afraid
that hungry like the wolf?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Are you afraid she's going to blow up and then you're going to have to find a new drummer because her career is going to take off?
Yeah. You know, it'd be like, I always laugh with her. I'm like, it'd be the best problem there is to have is that things go so good for you that we have to, that you have to kind of make decisions of what you want to do. You know,
right.
I love her. She's one of my best friends. She is my wife's best friend. And, she doesn't want to quit Skillet, and she says that she cannot foresee a time in which she would quit Skillet to do her own thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still go, hey, you know what? It's your life, and I want to be somebody that's for you. I'm not going to try to, you know, cage you down to meet my agenda. Of course, I don't want you to leave the band, and I don't think she will. I can't foresee it happening. I think they actually kind of work good together.
Sure.
It's like chocolate and peanut butter, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm hungry. Chocolate and peanut butter is you know, the best match God ever created, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like she's got a good example with you, too, because, I mean, you've got another side project, too, Fight the Fury. You guys put out some music a couple years ago, which, if I'm being fully honest, you released that music. I didn't know you were doing that project. I thought it was new Slipknot, and then I heard your voice on it, and I was very confused for about 2 minutes. So
that's funny. I remember that. Fight the Fury is my side project that we did an EP, and yes, you're right, I did do double duty with Fight the Fury and Skillet last year in 2019. We opened up for Breaking Benjamin, so
yeah.
It was Breaking Ben and Skillet, and then Fight the Fury opened the night, so I did double duty. That was a real treat because I wanted to give a shot to do something different. But so Fight the Fury has been on hold for Skillet. But yeah, you know, I think you're right. I think that we're kind of open to having some fun and going, hey, we're going to try something. We're going to put it out. We're willing to work hard to do this business. You just, or any business, honestly, you just have to be willing to like give everything you have. Nothing's going to be handed to you. You got to work really hard. But in the end, you know, you don't control destiny. You just kind of got to do your part.
Sure. Well, you guys have been doing your part for, God, over 20 years now. Is that right?
Yeah, this is our 23rd year, man.
Yeah.
I just cannot believe it. November will be 24, so it'll be our 24th year fairly soon.
Well, I would definitely say you've lasted longer than that 5-year benchmark you set then.
Yeah, right? I know. It's so crazy, man. I thought, you know, by now, that's why I waited so long to get tattoos. I didn't get my first tattoo until I was like, I think I was like 32.
Yeah.
I think we finally had a hit record and I was like, okay, I guess I won't have to get like another job, I guess. I don't know. I guess this is, so I Because, you know, of course, now tattoos are very ubiquitous in right. all kinds of jobs. But, you know, in the 90s, it wasn't. You know, in the 90s and 2000, early 2000s, it was like, you know, if you had that barbed wire tattoo, you might not get that office job. You
right.
know?
Now you can have, like, you can have actual barbed wire tattooed on your face and you get a job.
Yeah, you know, people are kind of used to it. Yeah, yes, you know, school, elementary school teachers with, you know, yeah, tats and purple hair, you know.
You guys have been doing some amazing things for over 20 years now. We thank you for it because, you know, we've had a great, you know, kick listening to you guys grow and build and just do some amazing things on tour. You empower a lot of people. You bring a lot of happiness to a lot of people. And you're bringing that happiness to us on Thursday. From Ashes to New, Ledger and Skillet going to be at the Cotillion. A few tickets still available, t95.com if you want to get there. John Cooper from Skillet, thank you so much, man. I also want to throw one more thing out there. You have one of the best beards in rock and roll. I am a beard aficionado.
Oh, woo!
And you guys were at the state fair last fall here in Kansas, and I remember making that comment to you, and you complimented my beard, and that meant a lot to me. So we're stoked.
Yes, I think I remember that. It's very kind of like a reddish brown, right?
Yeah, exactly. Wow, John Cooper remembers my beard.
I do. That sounds like a weird tweet, but it's true.
whatever gets you remembered and recognized, man. That's all I'm about.
Yeah, I hear you.
We are stoked to see you guys on Thursday, and I guarantee you Wichita is going to bring the house down around you guys. Every other stop is going to be ruined after you guys come to the Cotillion.
I love it. That's what I'm planning on. I can't wait to see you guys again, and thanks so much for the support, and thanks for the shout out on the interview, and can't wait to see the fans.
Absolutely. John Cooper with Skillet, man. We'll see you Thursday.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
Don't miss out on your next favorite concert. The concert calendar at T95.com. Updates on new shows and links to purchase tickets. The concert calendar at T95.com. Keeping you in the know on all the shows.